Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Welcome back. Áine Kerr sitting in for Claire. Now for something a little different. While we might not be getting ideal holiday weather, now is surely the time to celebrate classical music's love of the summer season. Whether you're looking for music to accompany a barbecue, garden party or simply a lazy afternoon, we're going to take you through some of the top choices. Irish tenor Gavin Ring joins me to take me through some of his suggestions. Gavin, we're going to start with Vivaldi's Summer, and this is divided into three movements.
That's right. Well, I'm glad that you addressed the elephant in the room of the Irish weather before I did, because I suppose what the Irish weather lacks in summertime is made up for by these choices that we have today in terms of classical music. So, yeah, we're looking at Summer from Vivaldi's Four Seasons, one of the most iconic pieces of classical music, and divided into three movements, as it were. First movement portrays the oppressive heat and the languor it induces. The second movement then represents the peaceful sleep of a shepherd amongst the buzzing insects and sort of, you know, that wonderful scene there. And the third movement, a little bit more like what we have in this country, depicts the violent summer storm. I don't know if you've ever been to Italy, Anya, yes. But once you can get this incredible, you know, wonderful sunshine, and then all of a sudden the heavens just open up and you have to take cover. And so this is the move that we're going to listen to first, I suppose, just to put us in the right frame of mind and keeping, I suppose, our feet firmly on the ground, knowing that summer in Ireland isn't always necessarily what it needs to be.
Okay, so you're telling us we can embrace the rain summer showers.
Exactly.
Let's take a listen to Vivaldi's Summer 3. Nigel Kennedy on violin there with the English Chamber Orchestra. Now, we're going next to Summertime from Gershwin's opera Porgy and Bess. This is a little bit different, isn't it, Gavin? This is much more relaxed, warm, lazy days of summer.
Absolutely. Well, I suppose we associate this piece of music in particular with, let's say, the great swing artists of the 40s, 50s and 60s. In particular, my favourite version of it is the Ella Fitzgerald version, but it comes from the opera Porgy and Bess by George Gershwin. And of course, George Gershwin borrowed heavily from, I suppose, American jazz tradition, the American folk tradition, the Negro spiritual tradition. And we can really hear that in this piece. And I suppose it evokes a kind of an image or the atmosphere of the kind of the deep South and the sort of intense heat that we associate with that. But it's the perfect summer piece, in my opinion.
Well, we'll just have to close our eyes and imagine.
Exactly.
Replicated.
Although it's not too bad here in Dublin.
In Ireland. Let's take a listen to Summertime from Porgy and Bess. And that was Barbara Hendricks, soprano with the Cleveland Orchestra. Now, next we're going to Barber's masterpiece, Knoxville, Summer of 1915. And you're taking us now, Gavin, to Knoxville, Tennessee.
Yeah, absolutely. And a little bit like what we just heard, an awful lot of, I suppose, American summer classical music is associated with the Deep South. And I heard a great quote about the Deep South once. They said, the heat gets stronger and the blood gets thicker. And it's, these pieces evoke that sense of that intensity and that kind of languor, as it were. And this piece in particular, it's a rhapsody for soprano and orchestra, and it's based on a prose poem by James Agee. And again, it's all about this nostalgia, recalling a summer evening in Knoxville, Tennessee in 1915, and the music is filled with just such lyrical beauty and that sense of timelessness and nostalgia, which we all associate with summertime.
Yeah, we all have our lovely summer memories. Oh, 100%, that we get back into. Let's take a listen to Knoxville, summer of 1915. And there you heard John Upshaw, soprano with the Orchestra of St. Luke's in New York. Now we're moving on to The Lark Ascending by Ralph Vaughan Williams, inspired by a poem. And I think this is going to depict, Gavin, lots of beautiful summer landscapes.
Absolutely. I've been fortunate enough over the last, I suppose, 10 to 15 years or so to spend a good few summers down in Glyndebourne, the wonderful Summer Opera Festival there. I've been working there quite a bit. And you get these wonderful rolling East Sussex hills, and they tend to get better weather than us. So this is kind of, I suppose it evokes that for me. We're talking about nostalgia. Vaughan Williams is one of my favourite composers, and this is a sort of a pastoral romance for violin and orchestra, and it's inspired by the poem of the same name by George Meredith. Now, the music depicts the flight of a skylark, again over that wonderful rolling English countryside on a warm summer day.
And how do we think of a pastoral romance, Gavin? Define.
Well, I suppose it depends where you come from. I suppose pastoral romance might be very different down in Kerry than what it would be in Mullingar, but I suppose in a way a romance from a sort of a purely technical point of view is a little bit like a concerto. So a concerto is like a piece for a solo instrument and orchestra, and you've got that sort of duo going on at the same time. So yeah, the romance between, let's say, the individual soloist and the orchestra, that complementary symbiotic relationship.
It's lovely. I'm finding their flow and
yeah, sense exactly.
connection
yeah,
between
100%.
Them. Sounds beautiful. Let's take a listen to The Lark Ascending. We have Nicola Benedetti, violin with the London Philharmonic Orchestra. There is something, isn't there, really poignant about that solo
violin? Yeah, it's
violin
lovely. And like, the thing about Vaughan Williams' music as well is that he sort of borrowed heavily from folk traditions. He was really prevalent or prolific in the early part of the 20th century. And in fact, he was the teacher of Ina Boyle. And Ina Boyle is that wonderful Wicklow composer who's recently had a real sort of, I suppose, rediscovery. So if you want to check her out, you can see her on Spotify and things like that. But yeah, I think that music in particular will really resonate with Irish ears, as it were, because of that folk idiom.
Yeah, it's the lovely textures
yeah,
and
lovely.
Layers, isn't it? And
yeah.
the solo and then just the beautiful backup from rest of your orchestra. Next, we're going to a tango composition by Astor Piazzolla, Furano Partino. Tell us more, Gavin.
Yeah, so this is from the Four Seasons of Buenos Aires, and I suppose no partnership between summertime and classical music could be complete without a nod or a tip of the cap to some guitar music. And Astor Piazzolla, I suppose, was... he was the maxim of that particular subgenre. And so this is a tango composition, and it captures the vibrant and intense atmosphere of a summer in Buenos Aires.
So you've taken us now from Italy, Tennessee, Buenos Aires. Let us now take a listen to Verano Partino. And that was Verano Pertino with Simon Dinigan on guitar there. Beethoven is next, and we've Beethoven's Pastoral Symphony. It does really evoke imagery that you'd associate with the season of summer and warm days spent in the countryside, Gavin.
Yeah, absolutely. And I suppose, although this piece from the Pastoral Symphony is not limited to summer, it sort of vividly depicts that joy of nature, which we all sort of all too regularly associate with summer, and movements like the scene by the brook and in this case the shepherd song evokes those images of warm days, as you say, in the lush greenery and you know, peaceful rural life, a bit like Carsaivean, County Kerry.
Sounds fab. Let's take a listen to Pastoral Symphony. That's Beethoven's Pastoral Symphony, performed by the Bavarian Radio Symphony Orchestra with Maurice Janssens conducting. And of course, it doesn't get more summery than the flight of the bumblebee, Gavin. Tell us a little bit about
true.
Its
well,
history.
I've a hive at the moment in my back garden. So, yeah, we're
keeping you entertained.
Yeah, very much so. Yeah, absolutely. We're leaving it there now and just trying to avoid it, you know.
Okay.
Like keeping the barbecue at the
boundaries.
Other end of the barbecue. Or
okay.
The other end of the garden. But anyway, yeah, so this is from Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov's opera, The Tale of Tsar Saltan. And it's a really iconic piece of classical music. It's been transcribed for piano, for violin, for, I think I've even heard it on the saxophone a couple of times. And it sort of, it depicts this wonderful depiction of the flight of a bumblebee. And I suppose the association with summer comes from the fact that, you know, the presence of bumblebees during the season, buzzing around flowers and etc. But the high speed sort of virtuosic passages in the piece, they mimic the swift and erratic movements of the bumblebee, capturing the lively and bustling activity typical of nature in the summertime.
And there you have The Flight of the Bumblebee by the London Symphony Orchestra, playing out to end that beautiful contribution from Irish tenor Gavin Ring today.